declare your praise. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Praise to you, O Christ, Lamb of our salvation. Psalm 95. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into His presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to Him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. In His hand are the depths of the earth. The height of the mountains are His also. The sea is His, for He made it. And His hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, and the sheep of His hand. Today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts as at Meribah, as on the day at Massah in the wilderness, when your fathers put me to the test and put me to the proof, though they had seen my work. Here ends the psalm. If you wish, you can sing or read through hymn 760, What God Ordains is Always Good. The reading for this service is from Matthew chapter 6. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Here ends the reading. Deliver me, O Lord my God, for You are the God of my salvation. Rescue me from my enemies. Protect me from those who rise against me. In You, O Lord, do I put my trust. Leave me not, O Lord my God. Rescue me from my enemies. Protect me from those who rise against me. Deliver me, O Lord my God, for You are the God of my salvation. Rescue me from my enemies. Protect me from those who rise against me. In the name of Jesus, we know by faith and the revealed word of Holy Scripture that God reigns as King now and always. His rule and reign, however, aren't evident everywhere on the earth. There are leaders in countries on earth that forcibly control people who live in their countries. There are whole countries and ideologies that would have the country of Israel and other infidels like you removed from the earth. The rancor and hatred between political parties and political leaders in our own country are certainly not heavenly. Coronavirus and earthquakes frighten us and alarm us. Men and women still strive to assert their own rule, their own sinful dominion. Satan's power and temptations often hold sway. Jesus' disciples, that's you too, pray, let your reign come on the earth. Only on the final day of royal triumph, when God's enemies are finally and fully judged and His people finally and fully delivered, will the reign of God be manifest and known in all creation. Jesus' disciples pray for that day when God will be all and in all. In light of the meaning of the reign of God in Matthew's Gospel, the second petition is the strongest possible demonstration that Jesus teaches his disciples to look forward to and to pray for the final victory of God over all evil and sin. The victory that the Father will accomplish through the return of the Son as judge of the living and the dead. So tonight we give thought to your will be done. Is the will of God done on the earth? In ultimate terms, yes, and always. To speak in practical and specific fashion, however, the will of God for His creation is not yet happening in the way and to the extent that He desires. Especially today, right? So, Jesus' disciples pray that God would act, that He would intervene in such a way that the will of Satan and sinful men would be broken, and the gracious and perfect will of God would take place on the earth, as it already is happening in heaven in the presence of God and the holy angels. At the consummation of the age, this will take place fully on the earth. And we, as Jesus' disciples, we pray for that day. The first three petitions of the Our Father are then, in the first place, eschatological. They are speaking of the end times. They are prayers for God to accomplish what He will bring about fully on the last day. They are like the Aramaic liturgical prayer that survived into the Greek-speaking Pauline congregations, Maranatha, our Lord, come. In Revelation 22, sometimes it's even added, come quickly. These petitions, though, are prayers not only for God to usher in the end of all things on the last day. The reign of heaven stands near, even now, in the ministry of Jesus. When Jesus first taught His disciples to pray in this way, in the Lord's Prayer, He Himself was carrying out His ministry of hallowing God's name by revealing the Father to those whom He, the Son, chose to reveal the Father to. Jesus' ministry of teaching and preaching and healing and exorcism had already brought the reign of God into that generation. And it was Jesus who completely and perfectly set His own will on accomplishing the will of the Father to the point of perfect obedience in the garden and on the cross. He accomplished the prayer that He Himself taught, "Let your will be done." Thus, from our vantage point of life and discipleship after Jesus' death and resurrection, we pray the first three petitions of the Lord's Prayer in thanksgiving, acknowledging that these prayers have already been answered in the life, ministry, death, and resurrection of Jesus. God has already acted to save. But until Jesus comes again, His disciples will continue to pray and to believe that even now, in our own lives, God will arise and enable His name to be hallowed on the earth through us, His children, taking care of each other as we do in our family. The reign of God will continue to come as the good news of Jesus in spoken words and in poured water and in supper eaten. And in all those things, it continues to extend God's gracious rule into the lives of those who already follow Him. And in those who will be drawn so to follow, God will continue to carry out His will, and especially His will that not even one little one who believes in Him would perish. God will use instruments or means to carry out that will. Often we, as Jesus' disciples, will find that we ourselves form part of the answer to our own prayers as we live and speak the world's salt and light. Until the last day, we will pray these petitions on behalf of all of the saints on earth and for the benefit of all on the earth, including the conversion of unbelievers, that they too might be encompassed by God's gracious reign in Christ and thus be saved. So when Jesus' disciples, that's us, pray the Our Father, we pray in thanksgiving, in present expectation and unwavering hope of the everlasting heavenly life with God, His Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And the peace of God, that peace that passes all human understanding, will now guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus till He returns again in glory. Amen. Let the prayer, my prayer, rise before you as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for He has regarded the lowliness of His handmaiden. For behold, from this day all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things to me, and holy is His name. And His mercy is on those who fear Him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with His arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has exalted the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich He has sent empty away. He has helped His servant Israel in remembrance of His mercy, as He spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. O Lord, hear my prayer, and let my cry come to You. O God, whose glory it is always to have mercy, be gracious to all who have gone astray from Your ways, and bring them again with penitent hearts and steadfast faith to embrace and hold fast the unchangeable truth of Your Word, through Jesus Christ, Your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with You in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. O God, from whom come all holy desires, all good counsels and all just works. Give to us, your servants, that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and also that we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may live in peace and quietness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Swift to its close ebbs out life's little day. Earth's joys grow dim, His glories pass away. Change and decay in all around I see. O Thou who changest not, abide with me.